Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
My next guest wrote a book about hedge funds called More Money Than God. And in that book, he writes about a hedgie called Scott Bessent, who played a huge role in betting against Sterling in 1992. Now, that same chap is the US Treasury Secretary forcing through a tariff policy that few of his old colleagues would recommend. But he's taking a bet that determined central policymaking can override or even defeat the markets. But can they? Sebastian Malaby is the Paul Volcker Senior Fellow for International Economics with the Council on Foreign Relations. Good morning, Sebastian.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Sebastian, is the UK taking a huge bet against the markets with this tariff war?
Is the UK or the US?
US, excuse me.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the markets are saying what they think. They're crashing all over the world. Donald Trump is saying that's fine. It's just a medicine you have to take in the short term so that you're healthier in the long term. It's a classic kind of government policy versus market verdict kind of standoff. It's the sort of thing in which the UK lost in 1992 when the Black Monday happened. Bank of England had to give in to those hedgies you were talking about. And we'll see whether the government gives in again this time. I mean, Donald Trump is maybe a different person than the Bank of England was back 30-something years ago.
Now, we in the Eurozone know a lot about central banks giving up against the markets in 2012 when Mario Draghi said the ECB would do whatever it took to preserve the markets.
Within our mandate, the ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro. And believe me, it will be enough.
Yeah, there were famous words, believe me, it will be enough. Now, Super Mario was right back then and the markets backed down. I just wonder whether the same could happen again.
You know, I think it's unlikely. It's a good question, but I think it's unlikely. The reason is that when you're dealing with a sort of currency and debt crisis, which is what the euro crisis was, Super Mario or a central banker can say, look, I'm going to print money. I'm going to provide it to banks that are short of money. I can fix this. If you're dealing, on the other hand, with a question of business confidence in the real economy and stock markets are crashing, investors don't want to build plant and machinery, that is a different kind of challenge. You can't just print equity. You can't just sort of, you know, levitate the entire manufacturing economy of the world. So I'm thinking that, you know, the Super Mario precedent is actually misleading in this case now with what's going on with trade.
Mm. Do you think that there might be a question mark on the dollar remaining the world reserve currency? Because we're seeing the bond yields on US treasuries go up, soar up by normal standards, which suggests that people are selling US bonds.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard versions of rivals and the renminbi. You know, they have capital controls in China. The euro was not attractive at the time. I do think this is different now. I think this is such an earthquake, you know, the biggest round of tariffs in, you know, more than a century. Absolutely unreliable policymaking by the US government. And it's happening, and this is the key thing. It's happening at a time when maybe a rival might emerge in the form of the euro. Because Germany has got rid of the debt brake, it's going to issue more debt. So investors who would like a safe haven currency in which you can hold government bonds, there'll be more bonds to buy in Europe. I mean, there used just not to be enough high-quality bonds. And I think perhaps this could be kind of round one. It would be a multi-stage process when the dollar supplanted UK sterling as the world's reserve currency, you know, 100 years ago. It took a long time. But this could be the first step in something that ends up dethroning King Dollar.
Mm. Incredible. The Donald Trump and his team say he's not for turning. I just wonder whether he can sustain this perspective for much longer, given the red we're seeing on the board. We saw it in Wall Street last night, overnight in Asia, huge sell-off again. And in Europe, it's set to open down as much as 4.5%. Can he genuinely sustain this, or will the, you know, the broligarchs start whispering in his ear?
Well, I think they're screaming in his ear, actually. I mean, the domestic coalition that Trump has is certainly being strained. You've got Elon Musk, you know, insulting in public one of the White House advisors, Peter Navarro, saying he is, you know, dumb as a sack of bricks or something.
Or Ron Vara. That's an anagram of his name is Ron Vara that he used to cite in his own books.
Yeah, so you've got senators on the Republican side saying, hey, the White House needs to come out with one consistent message. Scott Bessent, who you talked about earlier, the Treasury Secretary, is saying something different to other people in the administration. So you've got all these cracks emerging. And, you know, I think if it starts to feed into opinion polls, when I've asked this question to people who served in the first Trump administration, and I said, you know, he's saying he doesn't care about the markets going down. Is that true? Their answer was he may be okay with the markets going down, but if it starts to hit his opinion poll ratings, that's when he's more likely to crack. I think I just say one more thing on this, that the problem is, even if Trump were in his own mind to step back, do some bilateral deals with other countries, cut the bilateral tariffs that he's announced by quite a bit in some cases, he has gone so far, so fast in raising global tariffs. I mean, the average tariff rate in the US used to be 2.5% 1 year ago. He then put it 10% across the board. Then he's got all these crazy reciprocal tariffs. They're now up above 20. I think it's around 24% average rate. So even if he undid, say, half of that effect and got down from 24% to 12%, it would still be, you know, almost, well, it's, you know, five times more than it was a year ago. So huge jump in the tariff rate, even if he caves.
Yeah, incredible. And America's reputation, of course, will get damaged. Sebastian, thank you so much for joining us. That's Sebastian Malaby, Senior Fellow for International Economics with the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the book about hedge funds called More Money Than God.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk. God.